Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
Wednesday, today on the show, Dennis O'Connor is going to join us from the Memphis Grizzlies. They're selling individual tickets, and we will talk to him about how all that is going to work and also what it's been like this year. Can you imagine?
Especially being the VP in charge of ticket sales, I cannot.
There was a day when they, that was a snowstorm. Because then you had the snowstorm too, right?
Yep.
You had the snowstorm on top of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And so they let some people come, and then they don't come tonight because of the snowstorm.
Right.
And now
again. Then they did tell one of the days during the snowstorm, it was no fans allowed.
Right.
Because safety.
Exactly. They said no fans allowed. Anyway. So that'll be fun. We'll talk to Dennis O'Connor in the next segment about what that's been like on the inside. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll talk to Mark.
Every day's just rainbows
Giannotto.
And sunshines.
You know, the speaking of, it is sunshine out there.
It is. I don't know if you saw this, Jeff.
It just changes your whole mood.
There's no question.
I think we've got to, I don't know whether.
There are reports that it could be up to 70 today.
We had Chelsea on and I think we took her to task for what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I got
to
say,
she
sometimes
rose to the
a little
occasion.
Bit of tough love,
yeah.
You know, like this is what we've seen is better job turning things around. I ask this with all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you three candidates. Okay. Better job turning things around.
All right.
Penny Hardaway.
Number one.
Clearly did a great job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 1.6 and 5. Nowhere near the tournament bubble, disaster, calamity, players decommitting.
Impossible to watch.
Being mocked relentlessly on national television broadcasts. And now, here we are. We got an epic game Sunday. Everyone's engaged again. Players seem on board. Did a hell of a job turning it around.
Yeah.
Second.
Number two.
Chelsea Chandler.
Okay.
We had 10 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Misery, mm-hmm. followed by flooding,
uh-huh.
and rain,
yeah.
and muck, and just total garbage
okay,
weather.
Okay, so we unyielding. Are including the hailstorm or whatever.
All that. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's and now look outside.
Okay.
I mean, just speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Listen, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I know she can't really control.
Don't fall for the "we don't control the weather" nonsense.
Well, I was going a different direction. I need to know. She needs to start dipping her toe into the allergy reports because right now
you and your allergy.
I'm telling you, Jeff.
Now that I no longer have headaches, I'm not. I'm no longer concerned. With
I went outside for an
allergy.
Hour and a half to hit golf balls with a buddy yesterday, and I came home and it was miserable already.
Third candidate, though, and I
number three.
Is vaccine distribution in the city of Memphis. Because you've gone from children being vaccinated,
yep.
elderly people waiting for 9 uh-huh. hours in line in diapers because they don't want to get out of their car because... not get the thing. Yep. Theft of vaccines.
Alleged.
Spoilage of vaccines.
That seems to be documented.
And now, according to reports, yesterday the line, the average wait was 15 minutes.
Okay. So I'm power ranking.
Power ranking the three turnarounds.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I don't think the weather. We've only had 2 days of this.
Again, there's some show me more with Chelsea.
I think there's a little bit of.
With that.
There's a Tigers too, though. Tigers got a big game this Sunday.
Okay. I think the bigger question is, you know how I like to judge it. What was the more difficult job? And I got to say, Chelsea had a pretty difficult job. And the last 48 hours.
Here's the truth, though. Chelsea had performing well below standard. Mm. Like, it was
biggest snowstorm ever.
That was Tubby level catastrophe.
We had a snowstorm then, too.
So, this is all she's doing is living up to your basic Memphis springtime weather. And
that
only
is true.
By comparison,
I wanted to die yesterday.
Only by comparison to what had been inflicted, I don't know you get full credit for that.
Well, the question is, does she get credit for creating her own obstacles? So therefore,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is she creating her own obstacles to make them go away? That doesn't.
But they were pretty good. It was a hell of a story.
Of course, that's what the city and county did too.
I was going to say so.
Although the city, we had a coaching change.
We did have a coaching.
We had a
change.
Coaching change with the vaccine.
We had a coaching change, and right now we're in the non-con, and we're looking pretty good. You know, the boys look better.
Sometimes you have a coaching change and you get this instant response, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're seeing here is, and let's be honest, the last coaching staff was just in complete denial.
Yeah, no.
They were in a bunker at the end.
It was Larry Porter-ish.
It was a Larry Porter-ish performance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we had a coaching change and pretty much immediately, I'm going to say.
I go three.
I'm going the vaccine. I'm giving the number one to the vaccine turnaround. Also the most important.
Oh, see, I was going the opposite direction.
Oh, you're saying that's number three?
Yeah, because we're still like 3 days into it.
No, I'm doing that one.
We're in the non-con. I'm sorry. I don't really care how you're doing now.
These games matter. These games count.
They count for the record.
They count.
They count for the record, but they haven't beaten anybody yet.
Well, I don't know. I think they're certainly trending.
I guess
right
you can
direction.
Make the argument that with the Tigers too.
That's
I'm going
the thing.
One penny. I'm going one penny. Two Chelsea. Three. Three vaccine.
Anyway, did I mention the lineup today? Today we will have Dennis O'Connor, and then we will have Chris Harrington,
mm-hmm.
and then it's been a while since we talked about the NFL. We'll have NFL big facts.
Well, we have trivia.
Was today Thursday?
I know, right?
Today isn't Thursday.
It is. Surprise!
I said happy Wednesday.
I didn't hear you say happy Wednesday.
I think I said happy Wednesday at the beginning
Thursday.
Of the show. It is not.
It is. I'm not pulling. I promise you, I'm not pulling.
Today is Thursday.
Yes.
God.
If it makes you feel better.
We got trivia.
I thought Tuesday was Wednesday.
Holy crap. Today is Thursday. Maybe I said happy Thursday. That reminds me, mm-hmm. by the way, we had a winner once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Jerome Salvaggio.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him a book.
Yes. And it has now been returned.
It has been returned. Postage due nothing, insufficient address, unable to forward. So if you are or know Jerome Salvaggio in Germantown, Tennessee, who bested Jeffrey mm-hmm. at some point, Call in 535-3776 and give me a better address or something. Clarify the address so I can send it to you again. Trivia. My God, we got trivia. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then, we still won't have talked about the NFL. Before we get to any of that, I wanted to ask you a couple things. So, okay. Obviously, there are two big events unspooling this week.
Yep.
One is the Memphis Tigers, and one is the Memphis Grizzlies. With respect to the Tigers,
okay,
do you believe that we have... I heard a lot of how they can win yesterday on these airwaves. How they can win. Do you believe we are just talking to ourselves, trying to talk ourselves into something that has about a 5% chance of happening?
No, I actually think we are. I think your tainted Bill spirit has overcome the city. I think you have somehow led everyone into believing.
Not me.
You're the one that's like, I feel like whenever I hear you discuss this Houston team, they are somehow the like early 90s UNLV
teams. Actually, I've said explicitly that the great thing here is that they don't have to beat, you know, they don't
Correct.
Have to beat Baylor. They don't have to beat Gonzaga. It's just Houston.
Yes. And I don't – listen, I still think it's like a 25% chance. But this idea that this Houston team is invincible – is completely far-fetched to me.
So what GP's view was is that here's how you win the game. You win the game by being the number one defensive team in the country and being hellacious defensively.
Sure.
Like you are.
Yeah.
And that's not unreasonable.
No,
right?
I think their defense consistently all year has been a predictable aspect.
By rebounding at a rate that nullifies or at least diminishes the fact that they are one of the best rebounding teams in the country, offensive rebounding teams.
Correct.
In the
so they're the number two team in terms of offensive rebound rate, and the Tigers are 35.
They've got to bring that down.
Yes, no question.
Also reasonable.
Yes.
Right?
It's strength on strength.
Yeah, although their strength is bigger than the Tigers' strength.
Slightly,
yes.
Yeah.
And then the third thing he said is they're going to have to hit shots, not just Boogie hitting shots.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to get like 12 three-pointers.
I think 10 is the magic number.
10.
Yeah, when you look at their losses this year.
Is that the recipe right there? Acknowledge there will be turnovers. The idea that they're not going to turn the damn ball over is crazy.
Correct.
They literally have never not turned the ball over, and they're going up against one of the teams that is best at taking it away in the country.
Correct. And I think now my new stance on turnovers for the Tigers is I acknowledge they're going to happen. I just want them to throw it out of bounds. Rather than get them into transition, because it's the live ball transition, easy
yeah,
points
but here's
other
the
direction.
Problem is that
just
the,
sail that sucker out of bounds if you're going
to
throw it away.
The problem is the low-hanging fruit is to get rid of the ones where you're sailing it out of bounds. Those are the easiest to correct, not the
right.
ones where you're...
That's why I threw out the first condition.
It's not going to happen.
At this point,
those
just
the ones that are going to be... Those are not going to be the ones that are eliminated. Okay. I think all of that can happen. I can imagine all of that happening.
Yes. Listen.
Do you believe that
there
is... Do
I think they're going to win the game, like...
All right, now, let's... I'm not taking them
on the money line
question.
Yet.
What happens if they win and what happens if they lose? If they lose, we do believe there is no way they can make it without winning the conference tournament. What if they beat Houston in the semifinals and lose to Wichita State?
I think at that point,
Wichita State.
Correct. So I think if they lose this game, they do not have an at-large path.
None.
You never say never, but yes, I do.
Okay. If they win this game,
yeah.
Is there going to be premature celebrating? Obviously, it's a huge game, gives them a path to the at-large. Is there at that point going to be premature celebrating? GP made this point yesterday. He still wishes they'd played Wichita State this week on the road because he says this. You need as many
mm-hmm.
swings as you can. And if they go into the conference, win the first game, and then lose to Houston in the second game,
uh-huh.
even though they just beat Houston, It's very iffy as to whether they'll make it.
Oh, I think it's going to be Sweatbox City on Sunday regardless. Okay, so this would be my counter.
You believe under that circumstance they will make it.
This would be my counter.
Yeah.
My counter would be first, when you look at how the committee views the conference tournament versus the regular season, the regular season is heavily weighted. Heavily weighted. And for the most part, the field is largely set by conference tournament weekend, with the exception being bid thieves. But in general, they kind of know who's getting in. You might move up a seed line. You might move down a seed line.
I want this answer to the specific question. If they beat Houston Sunday and then lose to Houston in the rematch in the semifinals, you think they're in?
I would bet on them being in. Now, that's without knowing.
And then Houston beats Wichita State.
That would be ideal.
That would be ideal.
Correct.
Then you think, now what happens if Wichita State then beats Houston?
Then you're into this.
Of course, they don't look at it as a conference.
Somewhat buy that, but at the same time, they view conference strength. Like, I do think that they view teams individually, but I think they form their opinions of what a league is. Like, I think they decide, like, they've just decided the American's not good this year, which makes no sense.
Okay, the second on this point is that I think we've concluded that it is the most important regular season game in terms of postseason implications. Maybe ever. And that the games that are short of NCAA tournament that have meant more, like the ones that are clearer, like so much hangs on it, are the Memphis-Louisville Conference USA championship game.
Yep.
When D-Wash missed the free throws.
Yes.
El Paso, where they got in.
Yep.
And then the
UConn, I think it was 2014. No,
that was the championship game?
Yes.
That championship game and the Memphis-Louisville play-in game in 72 when the winner would win the Metro and get the – or Missouri Valley, I think it was, and get the automatic bid.
Back when there was only – basically that was your only way in.
So we're saying in those four,
yes,
they're 1-3.
Mm-hmm. They're due.
Which means they're due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Back to the original – the Wichita State question – I'm fine with the way they decided it because
I am too, because I don't believe they could have beaten all of this. Yes, they would have been better off if part of your argument when you used to be up against Wichita State was that you would say you were stipulating that they would lose one of them.
Yeah.
And eliminating the idea that they could win both of them.
Yes.
I mean, obviously they would be better off if they won both of them. There's no question if they won both of
right.
them. But I don't think they have it in them. I do think exhaustion and fatigue matters. I don't think they have it in them to beat Wichita State on the road Thursday or Friday and then beat Houston on the road Sunday.
Yeah. What I think...
I think that Wichita State, playing Wichita State diminishes their already modest chance of beating Houston.
Yes. And I think when you... Like, if you want to do the... If you want to do the armchair quarterbacking, which allow us just this
we
once...
We do.
Which, just this one time. Just this one time. I did, in fairness... say this way back when. I thought it was very dumb not to move the conference schedule up because I felt in the end, like, I understand it's complicated. I understand teams
Well, and I get this. And everyone thinks Memphis should have been scheduled more TK games when they were on the first bye. I get that. I want to move on to the next thing.
Well,
the next thing is this. I want to move on to the next thing. The next thing is Grizzlies' last game of the regular season tonight. Of the first half of the regular season tonight.
Correct.
Yes?
Indeed.
Tell me this. What are the three best things that have happened, not games, developments, the three best developments for the Grizzlies in this half of the season and the three worst developments for the Grizzlies this half of the season?
So, number one, I'm going to say Justice.
Are we going best first?
I'm going best first. For me, Justice Winslow looking healthy.
Isn't it amazing that that has become, unquestionably to me, healthy, good, engaged, all of it, looking like he is a part of the future, looking like he is what they want him to be.
What they trade for.
Is very clearly, and 3 weeks ago, you would have said it was one of the worst things.
Oh, yeah. And I think there's also this element, the fact that it took so long, like they were so overly cautious with his return, the fact that, like, you saw him come back and physically look really good, to me, like, that's also tied into, okay, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt that when Jaren comes back, it's going to be just all systems go.
Yeah. So clearly, I think Justice Winslow goes on the list of the three best things, which is a remarkable development over the last 2 weeks. One of the three best things that has happened this year. In fact, I mean, it is that he's healthy. That's the prerequisite. But he's looked good.
Yeah.
You see where he fits. He doesn't look like a luxury. He looks like he could be an integral part. And then the way that he has embraced Memphis, yep, and Memphis has embraced him, clearly one of the three best stories. What are the other best things that have happened this year?
So I think I'll go number two for me is Desmond Bain looks to be exactly what you drafted.
Desmond Bain. I think it's very clearly Desmond
Because
Bain.
You hit on another draft pick. It was another situation which you moved up. You identified somebody. It wasn't as if the person, you know, oh, just fell in your lap. You've like, okay, he's available. We want to go get him. I think that bodes well.
Can we cheat and lump the draft in? No. And get Tillman in there too?
If you want to say,
I don't think we can.
Here's how you do it. It appears they've hit on yet again their draft picks.
Yeah, but I think we're cheating. I think we're going to have to limit it to Desmond Bain. But I think
Jeff,
we can
you
say
invented
this.
The game. You can.
We can say this: that Desmond Bain, what he is and what he appears to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like that, he could literally appears to be a quality starter and a shooter. Of the sort that we have always wanted for the Grizzlies. But then the larger point, too, is it reinforces the idea that they know what the hell they're doing. They can identify players who are going to be good and that they turn out to be good. Like, everything about Desmond Bane is great. The reality of having him on the team, but also what he represents in terms of this front office.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number two.
Yeah.
I'm with you. What's the what would be your contenders if we're going to say the third best thing that has happened this year?
So my final contenders would be, I think Jonas has been excellent this year.
Although less so lately, but yes.
But I think in general, like, he's been very consistent. He's been a legitimately good player. Kyle Anderson's ability.
I won't put Jonas on there because I don't think he's long-term here. So it's just not that important. I mean, I hate to say it because how do you not like Jonas?
Yes.
Kyle Anderson, I think, works because not just, again, what he is.
Exactly.
But also what he represents.
Exactly.
Development, et cetera. So I think Kyle.
Identification. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
how about this one? Here's another contender.
Mm-hmm.
De'Anthony Melton's 3-point shooting might be more important than.
For sure.
And any of those.
It actually might help ease one of the things that I'm thinking could be a negative.
Don't go to the negatives.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But that could answer it. I still think my last option is just going to be, in general.
Their freaking record, the way they've hung in there.
Yes. They're going to go.
All this crap has been thrown at them.
Exactly.
And here they are. They're going to, at worst, be .500.
Yes. Almost every single contributor has
Grayson
missed time.
Grayson Allen's shooting.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing here is we can. Dylan Brooks has looked good, has been efficient lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's disappointing? Oh, what, we're going to get to that. Okay, so we're going to say the three things. We agree. This is remarkable. We're going to say the three things are.
It's almost like we talk to each other.
The three things are, but we often talk and disagree. The three things are Justice Winslow, Desmond Bain and all he represents,
mm-hmm,
and the way the team has hung in there.
Yes.
And some of that's Taylor Jenkins, et cetera, the spirit of the group.
However you want to define
else.
It.
The just the freaking results in the face of adversity.
Yes.
Okay. What are the three least, what are the three most disappointing things?
Jaw's 3-point shooting.
Yep. Clearly. Jaw's 3-point shooting and funk and whatever else, whatever that thing was, I think. But the 3-point shooting. Yep.
Yeah. It does feel like the Grizzlies, and maybe it could be a function of the condensed nature of the season, but it feels like the injuries have come a little more fast and furious this year.
I don't give them any.
I mean, that's not their fault. I'm not saying anything.
How about, and by the way, the idea that Ja's 3-point shooting is on here is only a testament to the guy is so freaking awesome that we're taking for granted his awesomeness.
Yes.
And we are putting it, we're not even putting it in the three most positive developments because we expected the awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, any kind of a struggle is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're putting the 3-point shooting in there.
Well, and like for me,
let me ask you this.
All right.
Does Jaren belong in the disappointing, or is this what it was always supposed to be?
I think when it was announced he was having surgery, this is what it was always supposed to be. Now, I mean, before the surgery was announced, I remember...
You know what they said? They said, Winslow soon, Jaren's going to be a minute.
Yeah.
Is this a minute?
Yeah. If you looked at the timetable for returning from a repaired meniscus and what the ligament is, it's in that 6 to 8 month category.
You got anything else?
You have to figure out some pecking order.
But Brandon Clarke hasn't been better.
Yeah, I mean, I still.
But I mean, we are grasping,
right? And there's also an element of, you know, I think Brandon Clarke needs a certain type of player to play with, and I think they've just been like we saw it last year when he got bumped up into the starting lineup. He looked a lot like this. Like Brandon Clarke is at his best when he's coming off of the bench. He's getting that 25-minute, kind of in that 25-minute range. And you compare him with Jaren to an extent sometimes. You compare him with Jonas. Like, he needs certain matchups.
It's amazing, though, that we are struggling to get to three disappointing things mm-hmm. with this season. FanDuel is America's number one sports book and is the official radio partner of us here at radio.com. And 92.9 FM ESPN. App is simple to use, easy to download, or I couldn't do it. And they'll get your money in as little as 24 hours. Whole bunch of betting options, odds boosts, all of that. But right now, FanDuel is letting you place your risk-free bet up to $1,000. Place a bet on any game, NBA, college basketball, tennis, golf. Here's what I would. Here's a safe bet for you. Bet against the Buffalo Sabres. Hockey is available. I have now taken to doing that. Bet against the Buffalo Sabres.
It's a true emotional hedge. It's profitable.
And it's profitable. And if you don't win, up to $1,000 back on your first bet in sight credit. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what in the world are you waiting for? You could also, by the way, bet against the Predators if you're into hockey. Like, they've stunk, too.
Now you're talking my language.
Not as bad as the Sabres, but still. Anyway, download, use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, so they know I sent you. That is FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Calkins. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. 8-9. When we come back, Dennis O'Connor from the Grizzlies will join us. We'll talk to him about what it's been like and what the future holds here for the Grizzlies and tickets. It's Jeff Calkins, Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Pre-register for the Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge now at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament starting March 14th. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's Pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com.
There is good news on the vaccination front, but you still need to be as careful as possible. And the best way to do that is to use Germ Ready, a brand new hand sanitizer made in the United States. Germ Ready takes 30 seconds to apply. It kills 99.99% of all germs, keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application, so you don't have to keep going back to it. Germ Ready comes in two sizes. You can get 150 milliliters for $11, 250 milliliters for $12. It's available via germready.com. Just visit the website and hit the Buy Now button. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizzlies tonight at 7 p.m. when they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies Live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Peranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at TanklessMadeSimple.com. That's TanklessMadeSimple.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Dennis O'Connor from the Grizzlies. He's in charge of, vice president in charge of ticket sales, and he's been on with us before. Different circumstances, though. Dennis, how are you?
Pretty good. It's good. It's good to be back and talking Grizzlies basketball and Grizzlies fans again.
Remind me, before I get to the particulars here, how does one, did you grow up when you were 12 years old? Did you say, I would like to work in ticket sales?
Not until I was about to graduate college. I had an economics degree at University of Richmond, and flipping through a course catalog, not knowing what I wanted to do, saw a sports management major, had no idea what that was. Figured I like sports, I like management.
This was you were a senior at Richmond. You were what year were you at Richmond?
A senior.
You didn't have a major yet, and you.
I was majoring in economics.
I see.
That was my official major. And then I went and got a master's in sports management the 2 years after I graduated.
And where was that from?
That was still at Richmond, University of Richmond.
It was
in
still
Virginia.
At Richmond. By the way, what do people ever ask you, like, I want to get into sports business? What do you tell them?
I tell them start volunteering either at your school or in high school and just get as much experience as you can. You got to work your way up. You know, unfortunately, nowadays there are a lot of folks that want to take the easy way out and start at the top. But in sports in general, and definitely in ticket sales, you got to kind of work your way up. And I started as a basically a glorified telemarketer for the Richmond Renegades, which was basically like the old River King hockey, East Coast Hockey League team years ago. And I tell a story to our guys that I was making $7 a day plus commission. And $7 was because you had to pay $2 to park if you got in before 9 o'clock at the parking lot next to the Richmond Coliseum, and you go up to the food court and get, you know, a McDonald's extra value meal or something for $5, so you weren't losing money coming to work. And I had some success doing it and worked my way up.
So where would it, briefly, what was the path from the Richmond Renegades? What was next?
Clippers, L.A. Clippers, actually the NBA, did a glorified internship in their ticket department out there and needed that for my master's program and wanted to do something bigger than minor league hockey.
Right.
And I knew a guy out at the Clippers who went to Richmond, and he brought me out there. And then I went to minor league baseball out in Southern California area, and then over to Utah and minor league hockey, and then was fortunate enough to get recruited to come to Memphis 20 years ago now, when the team moved here, started as director of sales and moved my way up.
So it was right out of, you went from Utah here, and you were here when
Correct.
They came here.
Yes.
Unbelievable. That is. And by the way, do you tell people that if they want to do this, that a master's in sports management is a good thing to do, or is it a waste of money?
Excellent question. I think the experience, I mean, for me, it was the right thing to do because I really had no clue what I was going to do. I think now experience matters more than your degree. It's what you're doing with, when you're in school and volunteering, doing internships, getting your foot in the door. I think what it does do is it makes your resume stand out a little bit more,
right.
Especially if you don't have experience, but it's definitely not a requirement.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm always interested in people's trajectory, and you are one of the originals over here, so we're glad to have you back. This is individual tickets on sale. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So it's been a long time coming. You know, we originally had plans to have fans, full fans back in December when we opened, and unfortunately that's when things were spiking, and we made the decision out of the health and safety protocols to pause this, and we've been slowly integrating some segments of fans back in, and now it's time to get single game tickets up and running, and they go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the remaining games in our second half.
And what is the, how many will you have, how many will you sell, where will they be?
They're going to be all throughout the building, so we'll have a limited number of plaza and pinnacle level seats in the first two levels, and then some terrace level seats. We're going to get back up to about 20% capacity. We're not quite there yet. We've been doing about 2,000 tickets a game for our last couple games, mostly through season ticket holders, and now we're slowly adding to that mix and hope. As things continue to open up, we get closer to that 2,000 number by the end of the regular season, or 20% number, sorry.
And what is 20%? What is roughly?
It's roughly about 3,500 seats.
I see. So you should get up to there by the end of the season. How, by the way, as you've been doing it, as you've been unfurling it, how have you been doing it with season ticket holders? Do you just offer it to them and see who, I mean, is there a system? Do you get to choose so many, or how have you been managing that?
Sure. Back in December, we went on sale we gave all season ticket holders the opportunity to purchase one of two different 18-game plans. So it's basically a season ticket became every other game. We don't have the capacity to offer every game to everybody as we once did. So we gave season ticket holders the opportunity to buy an 18-game plan. We had a pretty good response for that, and that's how we did it up until now. And the response has been great. You know, I appreciate our fans have always been very dedicated and supportive of us. But this year in particular, you know, we've had a couple changes along the way, whether that be going in no fans or having to deal with snowstorms or
boiled
water.
Was that day of,
orders.
By the way? Was the snowstorm, was that day of you canceled? Like you said, you can't, because of weather, don't come? Or was that, did you have warning on that?
And that was pretty much, I think we made the decision I think it was that day. We were.
What a year.
You know, we played the Pelicans that night before, and it wasn't snowing that day, but the roads weren't great. And then when the snow came in, it was definitely, again, something that you never expect to deal with.
here
at this level. Yeah.
10 a.m. So 10 a.m. tomorrow, and they can buy them just online or in person, or what's the?
Yep, it's all online right now. Grizzlies.com/tickets is the best way to do it. You will be able to purchase tickets down the road at the box office as you come into games. But for on sale tomorrow, it's all online. That goes in line with pretty much everything we're doing here, trying to limit touching of things. Right. So a lot of cashless transactions at our box office, at our concession stands. There's no more bag checks anymore. It's all x-rays now. So when you come in, if you have a purse or a bag, you put it on, x-ray machine goes in. No one has to touch anything. Just really trying to make everything as safe as possible.
Is it 6 feet of clusters, 6 feet apart now? Is that what it is? Is that
correct?
Still the rule?
Yep.
Still where some people are confused about this, by the way. I've seen some complaining and message boards. Not really. It's Grizzlies and Tigers too. Everybody does this, but no drinks or food to the seat. Is that right?
Correct. Right now, we have limited concessions available. You can eat or drink in the concourse. We have tables set up. There's areas, that used to be a restaurant space or a House of Hops areas with tables, and people can eat and drink in a socially distanced manner. And it's all about, again, safety, and we want people to wear masks in their seats. Compliance has been very good. Our fans have been great about that. But
that's because basically you don't want people to buy a beer and use that as a reason to just sit there and have your mask off for the whole game while you're watching the game and cheer.
Correct.
Right? And that's
correct.
Why it's, it honestly seems reasonable. What's the outlook for playoff tickets at this point? I don't want to, like, jinx anything, but it was a pretty good first half of the season, all things considered. I presume the most you can imagine at this point is that 20%. You may not have been prepared to talk about this, but you've clearly thought about it. What will it be offered to season ticket holders first, I imagine?
Yeah, we'll offer it to season ticket holders. And again, we're optimistic on things improving as we get later in the season and into next year. But I don't think anyone can predict what that's going to look like. And really, for us, it all depends on 6 feet social distancing. Our seating chart is made up of pods that are 6 feet apart, and when that mandate or kind of rule changes, then we'll have the ability to hopefully get some more people in here.
And are pods as small as two and as big as what?
For the most part, it's four. Two, four. We have a handful of fives and sixes, but the majority of them are twos and fours. And again, that's really when we did our homework going into this and talked to a lot of football teams and college teams that had fans in over the fall, and they found that the smaller was the better. In a normal world, you might say, hey, let's do 6-8. People come in groups, and to start, it was people want to come with their families, and they're kind of their own little bubble, and it's worked so far.
Last question. I'm intrigued every time I see the commercials about renting, about getting a suite. What's that deal? How do people can do that for their own little pod of people?
Yeah, that's actually probably been our most successful promotion in a while. Our suites start from at six people, go up to 10 people, so it's all socially distanced. Those are normally, 16 to 30 person suites, so you have plenty of space. They start at $100 a ticket, so $600 per game, depending on the game. Folks can go to grizzlies.com. There's a suite section on there, or they can call our office at 901-888-HOOP, and one of our reps will be happy to help them and get them all the information.
And in there, can they eat and drink in the suite, and what's the situation with the masks?
Yeah, same drill. You can eat in the eat and drink in the suite, but you can't eat or drink in the seats of the suite. So you got to be behind. There's a little bar area there. You got to be a couple feet behind the bar where you can have your food and drink.
But you can actually watch the game easily from behind the bar there, so you can do that. Yeah.
Correct.
No, it's great, and I appreciate the imagination that went into doing this. Well, congratulations on surviving this so far, Dennis. We appreciate it, and we thank you for everything you do and for coming on and telling us about it today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's Dennis O'Connor from the Memphis Grizzlies. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you can buy individual tickets to the Grizzlies. I will say, like, there are certain things that have popped up during the pandemic that I have thought about doing. I have not done them, but that is one. Like, renting a suite and going with, because the truth of the matter is, like some people are happy to go and sit in a seat with a mask on and watch a game.
Sure.
Right? The idea, like if you get one of those suites, you can stand behind the bar and have your beer and a mask off.
Yeah. And food.
And food.
Yes.
And like,
and then when you're ready to go watch the game, you can
splurge,
yeah.
And then you can go. I mean, but you can watch the game.
It's all
from
about
behind
flexibility,
the bar,
yeah.
Right? It's about flexibility. The other one is renting the movie theater with Malco. I'm tempted to do that too. I don't know if they still have that available, but that seems fun.
The one when people were doing that with video games, I don't care that I'm nearly 33 and that was speaking to me.
That was speaking to you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to Win the Cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I had searched before I'd heard about Cooper.
The road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. And now the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When's the last time you looked at your bathroom? Second thought, you might not want to make eye contact with that old faucet. It's time to head to Lowe's for some home improvement. Choose from stylish brands like American Standard, Delta, and Style Selections, and transform your before bathroom into an amazing after bathroom. Woohoo! You can't see her, but she's high-fiving herself. Don't just do it yourself. Do it for yourself. Stop by Lowe's or visit Lowe's.com/DIFY for vanity starting at $99. Valid through 3/31 U.S. only.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If it is time to upgrade your engagement ring, if you need an anniversary stunner, You know the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is Robin Irwin Jewelers. They are having a massive bridal sale right now. Hundreds of brand new engagement rings, wedding sets, wedding bands, gorgeous, stunning rings, and incredible prices. And by the way, right now, I almost found this difficult to believe. With every purchase of $9.99 or more, so let's say you go in and get engaged and get a beautiful engagement ring for more than $9.99, which you probably will. Free men's wedding band. Those aren't free, are they?
I took advantage of that deal myself.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah, those aren't free, ladies and gentlemen.
No, they're not.
Free men's wedding band with every purchase. Everyone's not going to throw in, No. But Howie's doing it over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Again, massive bridal sale right now. They also have, by the way, a huge selection of lab-grown diamonds. Now, people are like, yeah, I don't want a fake diamond. They're not fake diamonds. They're literally identical to mine diamonds, but you pay up to 40% less. Same stunning, get a bigger, brighter diamond, honestly, for even less. They got fabulous discounts, free financing, take up to 60 months to pay on qualifying purchase. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have five locations. I go to the one that is right across from Novel. But they have five locations. Check them out online at rijewelers.com. Okay, a couple things. Chris Harrington will join us in the next segment, but there's a couple people I wanted to, I don't want to put on blast, but I thought a low moment for each.
Mm-hmm.
A low moment. Let's just say they had a bad moment. They knew not what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
One is, and this, I thought of you. I'll be honest.
Thank you.
When I saw this, I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Boeheim, after beating Clemson,
mm-hmm.
went after a reporter because the reporter had suggested in a previous column that if two players, whose names escape me, had played more,
mm-hmm.
they'd have a better record.
Yes.
That's what he had said. Yes. People
you,
do that. Like
that's
you, you know who's been doing that? John Martin has been saying that about Boogie, right?
Yes.
You say, listen, Boogie getting this consistent run, and had some coach who believed in him, they might have won more games.
Like, mm-hmm.
You can have that opinion.
Jesse Edwards and Kendari Richmond.
That's who it was. So anyway, Jim Boeheim, after a victory, not being asked about those two players at all, he said the following.
But if I had played Jesse and Kadari, we'd probably be 22-2 now. I just didn't see that. And I couldn't figure that out by myself after 45 years. I need a reporter to figure that out who's never played basketball and is 5'2".
That hurt, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you expect out of a guy like Boeheim. Just oodles and oodles amounts of height supremacy.
It is height supremacy.
At its finest.
It is height supremacy.
It just hurts to
hear. It's not just the old ridiculous never played the game thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to have an opinion on the presidency, for example,
mm-hmm.
the job that Joe Biden is doing one way or another, if you've never been president?
If anyone in this country is an example, yes.
I think you're allowed to be. Yes, I think you are allowed to be. Are you allowed to have an opinion on whether I'm a good or crappy radio host, regardless of whether you've ever been a radio host?
Yes.
I think you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say the one difference, at least with the president, is you do vote for it, and technically that person's supposed to work for you. But it's the same. It's the same idea. The premise is you haven't done this, you can't criticize. It's the same premise.
Which is just a ridiculous concept. Like, how about a movie critic? You literally, could we not have an opinion on a movie? Hey, do you like that movie? I'm sorry, I've never made a movie. Can't tell you. Hey, what did you think of Black Panther? You know, I've never made a movie. I can't have no opinion on
that.
Well,
you know, I mean, I've made movies, but not with CGI. So, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out.
No, it's the dumbest mm-hmm. thing in the world. That's dumb. But then he throws in the height thing.
Yeah.
Do you encounter a lot of heightism or white, what is it? Height supremacy?
Height supremacy.
Do you encounter a lot of that in the world? How tall are you?
I am 5'7".
How tall are you really? I'm just kidding.
5'7".
Uh-huh. Did you ever lie about your height?
Oh, yeah. 5'7¾". Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Do you wear the certain shoes that give you maybe an extra inch? Yeah. Yes. I mean, is it, like, I don't care now because it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, by the way. What did you get? What did you get a varsity letter in?
Baseball and football.
Okay, and what did you play in football?
quarterback and field goal holder.
And did you get on the field at quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Scored my senior year.
Scored your senior year.
Uh-huh.
Because I was, Jason and John were coming after me for the, they had a caller who did this, did either of you ever play the game thing,
yeah.
right? And so then they went off on a riff, and then they attacked, they drew me into it for some reason and attacked me and said I'd never played a sport in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had to do was tell them that if we're counting, like, who on this station ever got a varsity letter, it wasn't John, and it wasn't Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I knew you had, and I knew it had been in baseball, and I thought football as well. Mm-hmm. And I remember the being a holder.
Yeah.
Were you the regular holder?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Screw you,
but
people.
But my most important job was signaling in plays.
And then, and very clearly, Gary Parrish has a varsity letter from Horn Lake High School, right?
Is it football and soccer? I know. I mean, I'm sorry. Baseball and soccer.
Yeah. I bet. I don't know if he played varsity soccer. He played club. Did he play varsity soccer? Yeah,
I think
probably.
I think he played.
Probably both. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I listen, I don't know if any, Gary might have been, I was all county in tennis.
I can safely say you probably have the most hardware.
Yeah. Now, I was all county.
In a county that played like three tennis matches?
Like, it's Buffalo, for God's sakes. This isn't Florida.
I mean, like, what is tennis
season? The snow has barely melted, okay? And then secondly, we had seven players who got to play. Three singles players and then two doubles right? And I was the lesser player on the second doubles team.
Yeah.
Okay? And the way they chose all county wasn't, they could have done this, the seven best tennis players in the county.
Correct.
No, 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 no.
Wins, losses.
They picked the best first singles player, the best second singles player, the best third singles player, the best first doubles team, and the best second doubles team.
There you go.
And I was the lesser player on the best second doubles team in a county where tennis is barely played.
Again, all I heard was you were all county.
I was all county.
Thank you.
And, okay, so let's go. Did Bennett? I don't think Bennett probably didn't get a varsity letter, did he?
I do not know. I don't want to drag him, but I don't know.
Connor?
Connor was a very good baseball player. Good pitcher.
Okay, so the athletes here.
And Mark
are
was
you?
A good wrestler.
Mark was a wrestler?
Yeah.
So the athletes here are you, me, Connor, Mark, Gary.
I mean, if you notice, three of those four that are available, I just surround myself with the jocks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I am nothing if not a jock. Okay, the other person that I wanted to say had a bad day. Jim Boeheim, he's just become crabby.
Well, I also
he always was a little crabby.
Yeah, he's always been crabby. I also like how he has basically become like the criticize somebody else's player's hitman. Like, you know, he goes off on Jalen Johnson and then we found like he did the same thing to a Georgetown kid last year. Like basically when a coach can't criticize, like when
if you're going to be that grumpy, ladies and gentlemen, just step off the stage. If you're going to be that grumpy, find a reason to smile.
Well,
you know, find a reason to smile.
My thing with Boeheim is I thought he was stepping down. Like I'm still amazed how he is still the coach, but I guess he's successful enough that it keeps going.
Then the other person is Mike Leach, who tweeted today.
Yes.
Two words.
I believe at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m., he tweeted, Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
That's what he tweeted.
Yes.
What a moronic tweet.
It felt like a draft.
Particularly, I'll be honest, the idea that you are the head coach at Mississippi State, where you were recruiting African-American players, the idea that you were aligning yourself with the right-wing nutcases of this country just seems insane to me. And furthermore, on the Dr. Seuss thing, just so you know, he is not being freaking canceled. They are not
the family
banning his books. Nobody, here's one of the amazing things is that it is the folks who published Dr. Seuss decided to not continue to publish three books because they deemed them offensive. The family that publishes Dr. Seuss decided not to do that anymore. So you know what's happened right now if you go to the list of bestsellers in the world?
Yeah.
Because the right wing does not want to talk about coronavirus, does not want to talk about capital being overrun, does not want to talk about putting checks in the hands of Americans, does not want to put about America's crumbling infrastructure, does not want to talk about anything that actually impacts people. So instead, because they don't want to talk about the issues, what they want to talk about is some fake Dr. Seuss canceled thing, which, by the way, followed the fake Mr. Potato Head cancel thing, which is just trying to create some stupid culture war over something that does not exist. And so what has happened is because Fox won't stop talking about this 24 hours a day, right now, the family that decided to not publish Dr. Seuss is selling more Dr. Seuss books than ever before because people think, like their guns, that people they're going to come and rob, take their Dr. Seuss books out of their home libraries. Nothing of the sort has happened. It actually began because one school district in all of America sent out a memo saying, hey, this Read America Read holiday that we have, this you know, which I've been a part of, whatever, you go to a school and you read, right? It doesn't have to be a Dr. Seuss book. That's what they said.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be. You can branch out beyond that. And so so then there's three books that have been the Dr. Seuss people decided, you know what, these are offensive. We're no longer going to. Dr. Seuss is not being canceled. They're not coming and taking away your Cat in the Freaking Hat. And by the way, it is fully appropriate to decide that you want to continue to publish some books and not others, that they fit and don't fit the time. When I was a child, there was a book, and not only that, a restaurant chain called Black Sambo's.
Yeah.
You know what? People at some